USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Concerns are growing that even worse weather is on the way in New Orleans. A storm has already swamped the city, and now a hurricane may be coming.
35 years I've lived in the French Quarter, I've never seen it like this.
WWO Radio's Dave Cohen.
The National Hurricane Center is forecasting that an area of disturbed weather in the Gulf will be a hurricane by Friday.
Regardless of what this system becomes, it's still going to produce a copious amount of rainfall.
Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham. How much rain? Forecaster Mike Brennan.
10 to 15 inches of rain across much of the central Gulf Coast, extending up into the lower Mississippi Valley.
A hurricane watch is up for most of the Louisiana coast.
Mississippi and Texas are also bracing for the wet weather. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 77 points, the S&P 500 up 13, and the NASDAQ up 60. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A second judge denied a Trump administration request to swap out the legal team for a case related to whether a question about citizenship would be included on the 2020 census. U.S. District Court Judge George Hazel again rejected the Department of Justice's request to fully replace the legal team, stating that the proceedings have progressed too far for a new team to take on the case. Hazel's ruling comes a day after U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman wrote that the Justice Department's request was patently deficient and denied the withdrawal of all but two judges. The U.K. ambassador to the United States is resigning after the recent leak of diplomatic cables that were highly critical of the Trump administration. Kim Derrick chose to step down immediately, telling the U.K.'s Foreign Office the current situation has made it impossible for him to do his role effectively. President Trump recently tweeting that Derek was a very stupid guy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Republican Attorney General from Texas, Ken Paxton, is leading the fight to undo Obamacare. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
What Paxton is looking to do is to get rid of the individual mandate in which the government forces people to purchase health insurance or be subject to a fine. Paxton tells Fox News there is still time, though, for Congress to act.
So there's choices here. Congress can step in and do something, which, you know, they certainly have the prerogative to do. Or what I would suggest is let the states experiment. And in Texas, we believe we can offer a better solution than what a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington have already offered or will offer. And so we're hopeful that in the end, our state gets to decide for ourselves what type of health care we're going to offer our citizens. We think we can do it better than Washington. I think we've proven that.
And as far as Texas's plan, he says,
well, we offer more of a market-based approach. That's what we offered before. We provided a risk pool for the uninsured. We're all about competition and free markets, which hopefully lowers the cost. Normally, we lower the cost and provide more choice versus government programs, which offer less choice, higher costs, and don't let people decide who their doctors are going to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. women's soccer team has the keys to New York City. Team star Alec Morgan says the city's tribute to the team has been amazing.
Thank you so much, New York City, for coming out. Over a million people, plenty more. And I want to just thank Mayor de Blasio for giving us another key soon enough to the City Hall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.